And who would want to work under those conditions?
Exactly, right? I know I would not thrive under that sort of constant worry, right? I would not want to survive under those conditions at all. So I don't think I would want to work, and I don't know if Darley wants to work under those conditions. I would imagine he's been spending some time in the last few weeks putting a resume together.
Let me just ask you, what happens if he goes? When will we get another superintendent in place?
Oh, I would imagine before next year starts. Ideally, you'd want somebody
the next school year. The next school year before the next school year starts.
Yeah, I would imagine definitely before the next school year starts. But I think that in reality, the next school year starts for the school district in the spring. That's when they put a lot of planning together, and so I would imagine they would want to have somebody sometime around I would say April or May. That they would be able to announce somebody. That's rather quickly, so I'm not sure if that's going to happen. I mean, they're going to have to do a search. Maybe they don't. Maybe they elect not to do a national search. If they don't do a national search, I imagine they probably stay here. There's a couple of people who have worked for a very long time that might fit the bill right here in our own Clark County School District. So maybe they go that route, and that shortens the time, the search, and so they can put something in place before spring and start making plans for the following year.
As a member of the legislature, what would you want to do?
I definitely would find somebody who already knows what's going to be happening. You know, every time you go out and you do a national search and you bring somebody in and they're not familiar with this large district and the problems, challenges that go along with this district, you're inviting more problems, more situations. And I think that we can get somebody who's already aware of these and is ready to, work day one on getting things done for the district and, mitigating as many of these challenges as possible. So I'd like to see them look inwardly for somebody if Jarva doesn't come back or doesn't extend his contract.
I want to ask you about something that's been in the news, I know, but not recently, and that's the DMV refunds as a result of a Republican lawsuit. Are those funds going to be returned to the general public?
Well, I think that's the most important thing to note. Yes, they are. The actual monies are going to be returned. But, one of the things that they discovered is, thanks to the Democrats, who, again, pushed this, knowing that this was going to be unconstitutional, they knew it was unconstitutional. I mean, it was so clear-cut. The Supreme Court was very clear. It didn't take very long for them to figure out that they had overstepped their authority, and they went beyond their authority. And as a result, it's going to cost more money to give the refunds back, but everybody's going to get a refund. So if you registered your car over the last 2 years, you're going to get a dollar back for every car that you registered. You're going to get money back from the DMV when you go in there. That does not capture everybody, because obviously some people moved out of the state and will never renew their car registration, so therefore they won't get that money back. But for others, they will get that DMV registration back. It's unfortunate that we had to get to this point, though, because it's costing us money to do that. But that's what happens when you don't go by the Constitution. And Democrats want to scream and holler about the refunds and costing money, but you know what? You reap what you sow. So
yeah,
this is certainly something of their own doing.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I hope that eventually, they end up getting the money back. Hey, Scott, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much. I just want to do one last shout-out. The UNLV robotics team, they're still in the running for a very large grant during this competition, and they're doing really well. So shout-out to the UNLV robotics team. I really appreciate their efforts.
Very good. Scott, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Talk to you later.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there's no major disruptions on area freeways at the moment, with one exception. That as you approach the Spaghetti Bowl on US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho. That's where those lane restrictions begin for the bridge reconstruction work ahead of that on Interstate 515, which has lane restrictions both directions between Main Street and Eastern. And that project will continue well into next year. So get used to that. Also, reduced speeds on the 15 north at Tropicana, south at Oakey, and road work on Nellis both directions between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders tight end Darren Waller hurt his knee in the Thanksgiving Day victory against the Cowboys. It is not a major issue, but he still could miss some time. Earlier in the week, it was reported that he is considered week to week, so there's a good chance that he will miss Sunday's game against Washington. The Raiders more rested than Washington after they played on Monday Night Football, but Washington is coming in off a win as they pick up that Monday Night victory against the Seattle Seahawks by a 17-15 score. At 5-6, Washington will be the final team in the playoffs in the NFC if the season ended right now. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, "It's so good to see you," and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Scott Hammond on, state senator from Nevada District 18. Also good to have on Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I love your show, man.
Thank you.
I have the solution. I have the solution for President Biden. He needs to hire President Trump as his consultant and advisor.
Wow. Well, just remember, he spent the first 11-plus months of his presidency trying to unravel all of the Bush or all of the Trump policies. And the fact is that even though the courts are saying he can't do it, he's challenged even the courts to allow them, to allow the Biden administration to undo all these policies that worked so well under President Trump.
Yep.
I don't know why he would even think of doing something like that. Is that more tongue-in-cheek, or do you think it's something that might work?
I was trying to be funny. They've destroyed the accomplishments that Trump has done. And, again, it just seems like it's quite foolish what the Democrats and President Biden have done to our country.
No, you're right. Bob, thanks, man. And the problem is, there's nothing funny about it. It's so sad what this guy has done to this country, what this president has done to this country. I mean, we had, tight, closed borders. We had, not as much fentanyl coming across the border. I mean, you look at policy after policy after policy, and it's so much different. And, I mean, if you look at the pandemic policies, and I go back to that number of 350,000 deaths on Biden's watch. 350,000. And we've had, 750,000 overall? But it's gotten worse. It's not getting better. And what is amazing is it's not going to get any better unless if he keeps doing the same stuff. If Biden keeps doing the same stuff, it's not going to get better. Dr. Fauci is still in play, but he's playing for a different team now. And this is what is fascinating, is that you've got Ted Cruz who's saying that in fact, tell you what, let's go quickly to cut two. This is one of those things where Ted Cruz is saying that Dr. Fauci actually lied to Congress and to the American people. Listen to Ted Cruz. This is cut number two. This was last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
He knew about gain of function. He knew that the NIH contributed money to it, and he lied. Tell us the chronology.
Well, I got to say, Dr. Fauci, I think, is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of the country. He talked a moment ago, you just played, about hurting science. I don't think anyone has hurt science, has hurt the credibility of the CDC, has hurt the credibility of doctors more than Dr. Fauci, because throughout this pandemic, he's been dishonest, he's been political, he's been partisan, and the American people know it. Why is it that the Biden administration decreed that masks have to be worn in schools by kids? Well, because teachers' union bosses wanted it, and that's not a scientific reason, that is a data reason. And you know, this weekend he did this long interview where he gave the answer. He said, "I represent science. I am science." I got to admit, Sean, I was laughing. It's like Louis the 14th, the Sun King in France, saying, "L'État c'est moi. I am the state." It is this delusion of grandeur that you cannot criticize him. And it was very striking.
And it was. I love Ted Cruz. In fact, my best memory of Ted Cruz was at the Henderson Convention Center during a rally where I introduced the senator, the presidential candidate, and it was fascinating. And I got it. I literally we shared a couple of cans of diet soda and sat on folding chairs and just talked to each other about his family, about my family. And it was a fascinating, fascinating visit. Took about 20 minutes as other speakers were doing their thing, and we were just kind of killing time backstage. It was really a fun, fun deal. He's a pretty good guy. Pretty good guy. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the great things about Tuesday is I get to visit with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the new editor-in-chief of the new site, the NevadaGlobe.com. And I had a chance to visit with her earlier about Jesus Jara. And I asked her very simply, what's the latest on that situation?
Well, we're basically where we were months ago when the Globe launched in October. And we're still at a literacy rate of 4% amongst black students, about 11% amongst Hispanic students, and that is in relation to math and English. And yet we still have the drama that keeps unfolding at these meetings, whereby now Jesus Jara was reinstated or invited to be repositioned or recommissioned as the superintendent, but he has come out publicly and says he doesn't know if he's going to go back. So there's a $2.6 million settlement that looms over the board's head. That is what Jara's attorneys are demanding should he be forced to walk away December 1st, which is right around the corner. That's the end of his term in accordance with the first no-confidence vote where they terminated Jara's position, or at least Jara himself. He's supposed to basically exit the building on December 1st, and upon his exit, he wants $2.6 million. His contract is through May, so by the other vote, which was just taken, I think, a week or two ago, they basically said, you know what, we made a mistake the first time. We'd actually like you to keep your position. Perhaps they didn't want to pay out $2.6 million to fulfill his contract as well as his claims of harassment and defamation, et cetera. He's basically just said, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to come back. And who could really blame him, quite frankly? Because watching this education board is like watching an episode of The Desperate Housewives of you name it. It's just basically The Desperate Housewives of Clark County. There's so much bickering. There's so much drama. There's so much sophomoric behavior. And what gets lost in all this drama are the student test scores and the fact that we are producing illiterate children, which does not provide for a strong Nevada economy, let alone a strong national economy. You hear a lot of gubernatorial candidates and also Steve Sisolak's rhetoric of saying how education is very important to them. And a couple of the candidates specifically have said that, you know, you need to have a good foundational education system for people to want to relocate here, whether that would be workers for companies or companies themselves. You aren't going to have parents relocate to Nevada with XYZ company if our school systems absolutely stink, especially with these literacy rates. I mean, on average, I mean, if you are not of a minority community, if you are a white Anglo-Saxon or what have you, you still are only producing kids at about a 23 to 30% rate of literacy in math or English. So Nevada continues to be at the very bottom of the rung nationally in education scores. I think we are about 48, if I'm not mistaken, in the nation. Just a short, maybe 5-7 years ago, we were 35th, which wasn't anything to brag about, but 48th certainly isn't. And this is after we have literally nearly doubled the education budget in Clark County. We used to have a budget of about $2 billion when we were 35th, and now we have a budget close to $4 billion in Clark County alone, and we're still 48th in the nation, and we keep dropping. Thank God we don't have 57 states like Barack Obama said, because then we would have even more room to fall.
Oh, my God. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. Let me just ask you, though, what do you think will happen? Will we go back to the original contract that would be up in May? Do we end up with this settlement deal? Do we end up with the no confidence vote that the board passed? Gosh, a month ago, whatever it was. Where do you think we're going to end up?
You know, I don't have a crystal ball. I really don't know. Like I said, if I was Jara, I would basically tell them to go pound sand. I wouldn't want to work with these people. Not as a witness. I mean, I'm not a parent. I just sit there as a member of the press in the audience, and it's very hard for me to bite my tongue, as you know. But I certainly wouldn't want to be working alongside these negative nabobs nattering nabobs of negativity, because that's exactly what they are. And I'm sorry if anyone's listening that sits on the board, but I'm generalizing. But it really is painful to watch. And I can't imagine being a parent having to deal with my any child in this absolutely abhorrent system. They better get their act together, because these are elected positions. And they also went through redistricting, much like the state did. The redistricting will affect some of the districts that your child may go to. So that's something to keep in mind. And then look at exactly, you know, I would recommend that parents take, you know, and here's another thing, Kevin, and I do believe this is purposeful. These meetings are about once or twice a month on average. They start at 5 o'clock, so pretty much like after the work day, but parents will probably have to walk in late, right, if they work the typical 9 to 5. They will go sometimes until 1 or 2 in the morning. I mean, who has time to sit there for 7 hours and take time away from your family? No parent has that type of time, nor do I even have the patience to. And so it is a complete, unfortunately, it ends up being a complete waste of time. But if you start electing the right people to bring in some order in a completely disorganized, unorderly board, that would be the first step in bringing change that you wish to see in your child's education.
So how do we fix it? Is it just a matter of putting different people on the board, or is it the system that's broken?
Well, I'm not really. I think, you know, some people say, well, these people should be appointed politically, and some people say, well, they should be elected. You know, I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight. I don't necessarily know what the benefits would be of having political appointees. I don't really think that's a good idea. I think that the school board should be representative of the public, of the parents. And so if we can get more parents involved in the process, then I think we'll have more ownership of the process. That's how everything works, right? When you are more involved in something, when you have stake in the game, right, then you have more of an ability to manage the game, coach the game, and win the game. And right now, we are losing continually over the last many years. And so the only change that I can see that perhaps will fix the inherent problems in the district is to get more parents involved in running for school board, attending school board meetings. And if you can't attend the meetings, you can submit comments online. You know, you can start holding these elected politicians accountable. You know, all politics is local. Well, guess what? Your elected school board is a political position because it's an elected position. And so you need to start holding these people accountable or throwing them out of office.
I just love Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, the NevadaGlobe.com. Stick around. We'll close it out for a Tuesday as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like